Everybody on the weekend always had a cake. Every Friday or Saturday, you made this cake. If ever people visited and they come in, you served them a slice of cake, cup of coffee, or a glass of milk. My name is Mary Ada Marshall. I'm 61 years old. I've lived here my entire life. 18 years I lived in Yule, which is the largest part of the island. We have three communities on Smith Island, Yule, Rhodes Point, and Tylerton. I fell in love and married a man, and we've been married 43 years right here in the village of Tylerton, and I love it. Pretty much I've been baking since I was 11 years old. Love to bake, got it from my grandma. I always love to watch my mother bake in the kitchen. I've always loved to cook. In fact, I think I was in her way all the time just because I love to hang around watching how they put the ingredients in and how they mix it up. It always intrigued me. And every social, everything that was done, seemingly always on the island, centers around food of some kind, and all of it's homemade. And so one day, my mom went to Chrisfield to shop, and I decided I would get her mixer out and try to make this cake. And I stood on a footstool, and I could almost visualize myself doing this. And I tried to imitate what I had watched my mother do. And it turned out, I think I baked 4 or 5 layers, I can't remember which. But when she came back from Chrisfield, I had our evening dessert, and she bragged on me, was very proud of me. And actually, it turned out quite well. And from there, when we got married, one of the things that a woman would want to achieve before she married was to be able to make a layer cake. And it sort of became a challenge as to how many layers and how thin you could get them and who could bake the most layers on a cake. And I think it's where the multi little tiny layers came from. It became a challenge to us as to who could get the most layers. So all of a sudden we go to another social, and here's one with 8 layers, here's one with 10 layers, and it just got to be a thing. I never really did pay much attention to the fact that they had a lot of little layers, and that the layers were baked individually. It just becomes something we learned to do pretty much on our own. We didn't really think we had something special, but evidently we did. And the next part of it was the multi amount of icings and frostings of how you can get it. I probably do about 25 different flavors of the layer cakes. When I was little, I don't remember too many varieties. Mostly it was chocolate banana together combined, banana, or mainly chocolate is really the island dessert. When you go to a supper, it's pretty much predominantly chocolate. It's more of a challenge now when you take a cake somewhere. You want it to be very pretty. You want your presentation to, you know, to look decent. And it's kind of got competitive all over our island of who and who can really make a nice looking cake. Most of the women on the island can. There are some that can't. Some never masters it. Some just don't have the patience or the time, don't want to. I kind of take pride in what I do. The food is phenomenal over here. Everybody's good cooks. And everything seemingly does center around, whether it's church functions, whether it's the Watermen's Association, or just the women get together. It seems like food comes, and now it always comes with this layer cake. My recipe of a Smith Island cake is 4 eggs, a half a stick of butter, which is 4 tablespoons, 1 cup of evaporated milk, 1 cup of tap water, and 1 box of Duncan Hines cake mix. And I just whip it for probably 8 minutes, somewhere in that, till it thickens good. And I put about, I would say, 3/4 of a cup of batter per pan. I do 8 layers, but put them on 350 in the oven and bake them for about 6-7 minutes. Then you let it cool and you make your frosting. Chocolate frosting, I use 1 pint of 10X sugar, 3 heaping tablespoons of powdered cocoa, 1/2 cup of evaporated milk. You mix that all together, and you put 1/2 stick of butter into that, and you put it on a medium flame until it melts, and when your butter's melted, your chocolate is ready to spread on your cake. Your consistency of your frosting's got to be made right. If it don't, it will slide. The Smith Island cake becoming the state dessert was absolutely overwhelming in my mind, number one. Well, never in my wildest dreams did I think that something we baked here on the island would become famous. And it really has. It's been a delight to talk about it, to bake them, to ship them, to make them, put them on the boat, and whatever. And I think a lot of people has benefited. I guess it's just the uniqueness of the tiny layers and people living out on this island and being it transported by boat and all is what has intrigued people to come and see how we live different from the rest of, I guess, our state. But we do feel like we are part of the heritage of Maryland. We're really no different than any other people, except in the fact that it is so inconvenient living here for transporting our products to the island. Everything that we have, no matter what it is, even if it's a little bag of grass seed, everything has to come by boat. I think that it has promoted our island tourism. I think it's opened up a whole new world for Smith Island. I'm proud to be a part of that, to give that heritage to my children. I know that I'm not the one invented the little layers, but I'm glad I know how to make them and have been a part of it. It's fun knowing that your state, even though, you know, they say we talk funny, we live different, it's fun being a part and being made felt a part of our beautiful state of Maryland.